That's going to take a while tonight to look at Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10. I know we're going through the book of Luke on Sunday mornings, but there was a sermon the Lord kind of laid upon my heart about studying, about preaching about don't miss out on the important things. Don't miss out on the important things. And you're going to see, and it's a familiar story. It's a very short passage of scripture, but once again, there's a lot of wonderful truths. This morning we had a very short passage of scripture, but there's a lot of things we can learn from it. So Luke chapter number 10, don't miss out on the important things. We're going to go to verse number 38. We're going to talk about Mary, Martha, and Jesus. As Jesus enters, it says Martha's house. We're going to learn some truths here about how Martha missed out on some important truths. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 38, the word of God said, now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet, and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about, much serving, and came to him, and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Let's go ahead and have a word of prayer and ask God's help tonight for our message. Dear my Father, Lord, I pray that you give me the exact words you want to be said. That you fill me with your spirit, Lord, that you just give instruction to where teach us what you want us to learn. Lord, I know this is an area in my life that I need to make sure I'm taking time for the most important things. It's very easy as we get busy doing so many other things to neglect the most important thing. Lord, I pray you help us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thought it was appropriate, or the reason why the Lord laid upon my heart is because this past week many of us have been very busy. Some people I know would go early to work and they work all day and come straight here and wouldn't leave till late. And sometimes we do get cumbered about or distracted about by doing many, many things. And sometimes these things are good. I don't think the Lord here is saying that Martha's doing something wrong by serving. The Bible talks about serving. The Bible talks about hospitality even. Talks about entertaining. And talks about how people can learn and grow as they fellowship with one another. But Jesus is saying to Martha and teaching her something. It's wonderful as you walk through these step by steps with Jesus and you see the people he loves and you see how he deals with the Pharisees, see how he deals with the scribes, see how he deals with the disciples like we learned about this morning, see how he deals with sinners. But you have this house is a place that Jesus loves. This is Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. We consider Lazarus' house. I don't know if they all have different houses or not, but it makes it sound like in the Bible that there was just the one house and maybe they all stayed in. I wouldn't say that any of them were married. Somebody tells you that Jesus was married to Mary and Martha. They're lying. And some religions do tell you that. And here in verse number 38, 39, 40, 41, Jesus is talking to someone he loves. She just got a little bit confused. Actually, it really didn't get confused. She got distracted. So the first point is Martha's distraction. She was cumbered about serving, with much serving. This word cumbered can mean hampered or hindered. I think the best word, and it's all in the 1820 dictionary, she was distracted. Martha's service distracted her from worshiping God and that intimate type of relationship that Jesus and her sister was enjoying. You know, Mary was sitting there and she was taking it all in. Mary was listening it all. And Martha here is distracted. She's cumbered about with much serving. I think we got to be very, very careful to help us understand that some people can take service and make that seem like it's a relationship. The Bible even says, many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name hath cast out devils, and in thy name done wonderful works? Then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Now, I'm not saying Martha here is not a Christian. I'm not saying that at all. I believe she believed in God. She believed in Jesus Christ. But I am saying there are some today who are busy serving so much that they equate service, meaning that they have a relationship. They get involved and start doing all these good things and working all these things. That I must be saved because I do all those things. It's just not the truth. And her misconception here, you can see that she has a little bit of an attitude. So, Pastor, it seems like it's reasonable, isn't it? Well, we don't know the whole story. We know Jesus is nothing but kind and generous and loving. And Jesus here is telling Martha, hey, look, you're missing out on something here. So there must be something that Martha's doing. I've seen things. I've seen people that want to make sure everything's perfect. Be honest with you, I was talking to somebody earlier today and said, if I had the time, I'm that type of person. I love to have everything exactly the right way and done just perfect. But you know, when you have lots of things, you just can't do everything perfect. And when Martha here is saying here, Martha's, I think she's distracted by trying to make everything perfect. She's missing the opportunity because she's so focused on the things, she forgot who she was doing it for. She's so focused on making sure everything tastes the best and looks the best. And why does she want it to be so great and wonderful? It's because because who she's serving is Jesus. She wants everything to be perfect. And that's not wrong in itself, but if you're missing out the most important part, that Jesus is there and you can spend time with Jesus, there's a problem with that. And you can see that she gets a little bit of an attitude. Look what it says in verse number 40. She comes in, and it says in verse 39, Jesus is sitting there teaching, and Mary heard his word, and Martha was coming about with my serving, and came to him, comes to Jesus, and tells Jesus something. And she has something, Lord, dost thou not care? What a great question. Don't you care, Lord? Don't you see what's happening? In a sense, correcting Jesus. She's like, you're missing this. I'm here, and I'm busy, and I'm doing all this stuff, and you don't even care. And in reality, he didn't. All that stuff was just peripheral. All that stuff was not necessary. It's nice, it's great, but if it means that you miss out the most important thing, then you shouldn't do it. God gives you enough time to do exactly what he wants you to do, and I can sit there and maybe, I don't know, just my sanctified imagination, I'm sitting there and watching Mary sit at Jesus' feet and just sit there and listening. Doesn't care if anybody else is in the room, she's listening. And I can imagine Martha, because she does want to hear from Jesus, right? I mean, it's Jesus is sitting there, and she lasts for about 30 seconds, and she gets up and then goes to the kitchen, and comes back in and maybe sits down again, and forgot about this, and keeps on going back and forth, and maybe when she's in the kitchen one time, something doesn't go right, and she gets upset, and she gets frustrated, and the only thing that goes to her mind is Mary sitting out there. If Mary was in here, this stuff wouldn't have gone wrong. If Mary was in here, then maybe we could all go out and listen to Jesus in a little while. And then she begins to think in her mind, okay, if Mary was doing wrong, Jesus should be the one correcting her. And she gets to the point where she has this type of attitude where she begins blaming Mary, and then she begins blaming Jesus when she's the one that's distracted. We need to be careful that Satan is really good at what he does. He's really good at getting people to get their eyes off of Jesus, and the main reason, and let them become critical and judgmental. Be very critical, very, very careful about becoming critical and judgmental of other people. You know, Mary had it right, and Jesus had to say it in front of Mary, and say in front of whoever may have been there, you know what, Martha, Martha, you're messed up here, you're not got the right priorities, there's something missing here, and make sure that you don't allow Satan to help you get distracted. Because I know sometimes in our service, when we're serving and when we're doing, and once again, I think we should serve, but if it means that we don't have time for the most important things, sitting at his feet, spending time with him, then there's something off kilter here. And when we get our eyes off of Jesus and we stop sitting at Jesus' feet and we stop listening to Jesus, you know what happens? It becomes that critical spirit. Well, why isn't so-and-so serving like this? And why isn't so-and-so doing this? And once again, why do we serve? It's because of the love of God. If we serve for men, you know what's going to happen? Sooner or later, we're going to become critical because no one else is doing as much as us. No one else is doing as spending as much time. And we start saying, well, why isn't so-and-so doing it? Why isn't so-and-so? And we start becoming critical. And then we start asking God, God, why aren't you taking care of these people? And that's exactly what happens with Martha here in the story. It's important to remember that we need to watch our spirits and why we actually serve. Second thing I want to see, not only I don't see Martha's distraction, she was distracted and Jesus corrects us with it. I want to see Jesus' response. you see how he deals with her. He doesn't yell at her. I mean, I know sometimes we think we need to raise our voice. We get a little bit of the power over kids or somebody else, and we want to drop the hammer on them and say, just yell at them, scream at them. Be right. No, come on. You know, Jesus, you know, what did he raise his voice last week? And what did he say? Let him that have an ear here. You know, hear what the Spirit says. And so we need to be careful. Then we see how Jesus corrects those that love him. And he says, Jesus answered and said, unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, meaning that she's worried. Not only just worried, she has become troubled about many things. It was not just to make sure that the dinner was not burning on the stove. I mean, of course, you know, if there's a meal in there, you gotta take care of that. I understand that. But who are you preparing the meal for? If you guys spend 3 hours out in the kitchen and only spend 20 minutes with your guests, why did they come? They came to see you. They came to spend time with you. Jesus came to spend time with Mary and Martha. We need to be careful that we don't be so cumbered about so many things you miss the whole purpose why he came. So it's not just about the one food, it's the many things. Yeah. I can imagine that, you know, she's there and she's filling up cups for drinks and she's making sure everything is clean. A little spot falls on the ground and you're there. You ever met somebody like that? It's the truth. I'm not picking on people that might have, what is that called, OCD? I don't know what it is. But I'm not picking on them. I'm just saying, let's make sure that we do not miss the whole point. Jesus is here. We're just spending time with him. So I consider what kids are saying. I consider all the work and all the effort and all the time that people put in. Let's not forget this. We need to take time to spend it at a seat. You know, if we spend time to make sure everything looks right, everything goes right, games, music, all those things, and we don't spend time with Jesus, and we don't get to have the opportunity to share Jesus with someone else, then why do we do it? So let's look at Jesus' response. First of all, he says to her in verse number 42, but this one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Now, I want you to say, he said this one thing was needful. And he said, no, there's a lot of things that are needful. Jesus is there. He had to get fed. No, Jesus is saying there's one thing that was needful. There was one thing that was more important. No sandwich would have been fine, Martha. Not eating at all would have been fine if you would have come and spent time with me. What's that one thing that's needful? And he's referencing back to what Mary was doing. It says that Mary, the description that's given about Mary about in the Bible is, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. That's the description the Bible gives. He sat at Jesus' feet, heard his words. So spending time with Jesus. Now, Martha calls Mary lazy, but Jesus corrects her for that. So what is the one thing that's needful? Taking time with God. Now, me, I'm the type of person that likes to be, let's get started, let's get it done, let's, keep on working, keep on. And that's my type of personality. That's what I would be like Peter, and I pick on Peter for sitting there, and, he's out there at the Mount Transfiguration, and, Jesus is there, and he's there with the two, and, he speaks, he pops up and says something. And Peter could have just been quiet. Can you imagine the things he would have learned from Jesus and Moses? Imagine what he would have learned from Jesus and Elijah, and said he had to open up his mouth and say, oh, it's good that you're here. Like, they need to know that. Oh, this is what we should do. See, that's me. This is what we should do. This is what we need to do. This is what, and Jesus is, hush. Now spend some time with me. Listen and learn from me. If we don't take the time to learn from God, then we need to slow down and stop and listen to him. Jesus said this one thing is clear. Jesus himself was a perfect picture. He shows us in his word how we should live. Let's take a Bible in Mark chapter number 1. Jesus, you never see him under stress. You never see him frazzled. You always see him focused. There's always a purpose. He's always led by the Spirit of God. Yet he was busier than probably any of us. Look, it says in Mark chapter number 1. I like this as an illustration. Mark chapter 1, we'll start at verse number 30. But Simon's wife's mother lay sick of a fever. We always got to say this, right? This is referring to Simon Peter. The Catholic Church says, the priest is not supposed to get married, but, Simon Peter had a wife, so he was married. So, lay sick of a fever, and anon they tell him of her. And listen to all the stuff that Jesus says. And he came and took her by the hand, and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto him. And at the even, when the sun did set, they brought unto him all that were diseased, and them that were possessed with devils. And all the city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of divers disease, and cast out many devils, and suffered not the devils to speak, because they knew him. So that's a lot of work. I mentioned this morning, ministering to other people can be very, very tiring. So, no, it's not. You should try it. Ministering to other people. You should try it. It is an encouragement. It is uplifting. But if you spend time with people, especially people that are hurting, you take on their burdens and it can be wearing out. And so, Jesus here, he spends a very long day, if you read that story, with other people. Verse number 35, what does he do? And in the morning, he waited 2 extra hours and slept in because he worked so hard. Doesn't say that, does it? So then in the morning, rising up a great while before day, I don't know what time that is, but it's early. He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. He took time to commune with the Father. It says in verse number 36, and Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, so Jesus leaves earlier to the disciples. They followed after him, trying to find him. So he went out, the disciples were probably there sleeping, and Jesus goes out, communes with the fathers, and Simon and they that were with him followed after him. And when they had found him, they said unto him, all men seek for thee. So what does Jesus say? He says in verse number 38, and he said unto him, let us go into the next town, that I may preach there also, for therefore came I forth. So what are you getting at, Pastor? He understood the importance of praying with God. Then he understood the purpose of his responsibility, the next thing he was supposed to do. Now, Peter's there, and once again, the disciples are probably really excited. Jesus, there's a whole crowd of people waiting for you. There's a whole, the TV, the media, the press, they're all there. They want to hear about you. He says, no, that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Let's go to the next town and preach. So, Christian, there are certain things that we're supposed to be doing. And we can be cumbered down, and we can be distracted. And Jesus could have been, I'm sure Peter and the disciples are saying, okay, let's go down there, and let's start our following, let's start our group, let's get publicized, let's let the whole world know about us. He says, no, I spent time with God, I know what I'm supposed to do, let's go now to the next town. So, Pastor, I'm not always sure what I'm supposed to do. Do you spend the time with God? The one thing that was needful for Martha is Mary has chosen, when it says that better part, has chosen the good part, excuse me. Mary has chosen that one thing. I want you to see that. It's a choice. We choose whether or not we want to spend time with God. Actually, you don't know my schedule. You saw Jesus' schedule. And if we're too busy to spend time with God, then we're just too busy. We got too many responsibilities even around the church. And I think it's sometimes when people say, I got this responsibility. Seems like the first one that comes off the list is usually the things that they do around the church. But that's just something I've noticed before. But that one thing is needful. It's the better part. It's the good part. We choose if we make it a priority. We choose if we want to make Bible study a priority, if we want to make Wednesday night a priority, if we want to take time in prayer as a priority. There really is no shortcuts in getting closer to God. Psalms 27:4 says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. David says, there's one thing I'm looking for. I want to see the beauty of God. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. I want to see God's beauty. I'm going to inquire after that. So we see Jesus' response. One thing is needful. The next thing is, and I like this little phrase at the end. It says, shall not be taken away. I've been to a lot of people's houses, been to a lot of fellowships, always looking forward to the next one, because I enjoy fellowship, I enjoy food. If you don't enjoy food, there's something wrong with you, but nothing you have to enjoy it as much as me, because I don't know if anybody does, but I'm looking forward, but you know what, there is going to be another fellowship, there is going to be another food. Someone might burn something one time, guess what, next time they're probably making good. These are things that are good, but it's not the most important thing. These are things that are going to be taken away. but there's something that's going to remain. When you see God, you spend time with God, you learn of God, you hide God's word in your heart, that can't be taken away from you. If I was to train up a child in the way he should go, when he's old, he will not depart from it. I believe that when we're training our children in the word of God, that the Bible will stay with it. Does not mean that they're always going to do it, because we know that's not true. We've seen the stories. But God's word will always be in their heart that they've hidden there. Some things cannot be taken from us. I know as I read through the Bible, and I make some marks, and I go through some of my older Bible sometimes, and I look at that and say, man, I remember when God taught me that. I remember when God showed me that. When I learned that, whether it's from hearing preaching, or even better, when I'm sitting there and studying myself, God revealed something unto me. It's like, got that. It's in the vault. They can't take that away from me. No one can take that away from me. And I know as people get older, it's hard to remember things. I understand all that. But there are some things that just won't be taken from me. That's what Jesus is saying here. He's saying, but one thing is needful. Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. They're going to think Martha did a great job cooking the meal and serving. Next time they come over, they're going to think the same thing. But it's going to be gone after a few minutes. What Mary is investing in lasts for a lifetime. You ever wonder sometimes, you hear preachers preach, and you've read a message in the sermon, and you've read it 100 times, and somebody gets up there and preaches a message, and you're like, wow, I never saw that. And you go up to them afterwards, and you have the preacher, and goes, man, where'd you find that at? Thinking it came from some book or something. And they're like, God's the one that showed me that. They spent time with Jesus. And I know there's times people come up, and they ask me questions, and they show me certain things in the Bible, and I'm like, wow, that's really cool. And it's because they spent time with the Lord. The Lord taught them things. We need to be careful. I don't want anyone to misunderstand this. I think we should be busy serving. The Bible declares that even in these last days, we should be even more interested in the house of God. We should be more interested in encouraging one another. And we should be more interested in our service for Him. I'm not saying we shouldn't serve. But I'm also saying that we need to make sure that there's life to our service. I've never, ever seen a chicken with its head cut off run around before. I know we've heard those stories and those illustrations. I know that I've seen someone wring its neck and, you know, move around still some. But you know what? There's a lot of movement there. But there's no life left. And sometimes in churches, there's a lot of movement and a lot of movement going on. But is there life behind the movement? If we're trying to accomplish so much, are we accomplishing very much because we're working so hard? Sometimes we tend to judge effectiveness by business and spirituality by activity. Wasn't that the church of Ephesus' problem? They did all these things right in Revelation chapter number 2, but what they said? They left the first love. They were all busy, but they put their busyness before their relationship. Let's be careful. And this is what Mary Martha is going through here. Martha's put it, she's distracted. She has become so busy, she has missed the most important time. What an opportunity. Jesus come into your house. I mean, that is great. You would want to make everything first class and first, but don't forget why we want to make it first class. It's because of who we love. If we don't remember that, we're not going to love them as much. We're going to start loving the busyness more. I think Martha was probably a great homemaker or whatever it is you want to call her, a great hostess. But she might have fallen in love with being the hostess more than falling in love with the people she was serving. Third thing I want you to see here, and I see Martha's distraction, Jesus' response, and I want you to see Mary's better choice. Mary's better choice. This is a good part. She's spending time with God. She's sitting at Jesus' feet. She found a place where she could forget about her cares. She found a place where she could forget about her cares. She didn't really care what anybody else thought. She found a place where she forgot about her cares. I mean, I'm sure she didn't want to disappoint Martha. I really don't think she was annoyed that Martha wasn't sitting there. I think she could care less. She was just taking in Jesus. She found a place where she could forget about her cares. She found a place, and I think at the feet of Jesus, that's the place when we're focused on Him. Our eyes are focused on Jesus. The author and finisher of our faith, as we talked about this morning, when we focus on Him, our problems become a lot smaller. When we focus on our problem becomes a lot bigger. She found a place where she can feed her soul. Martha was worried about her physical nourishment. That was what she was concerned about. While Mary was more concerned about getting her soul fed. In His presence, we'll find that we have food for our souls and strength for our journey. Martha probably was, I need to make this better than last time. You ever done that? I thought that. You know, we need to make sure this is better. I said to my wife, we're supposed to play outside on Thursday and do a team activity. And I said, we need to make sure if we're in the church, we got to do things better than last time so they don't get bored inside the church. And there's nothing wrong with wanting to make things nice. But if we're missing the most important part, we're not feeding our souls. We're feeding their desires fleshly. She found a place where we can focus on our priorities. She had the right priority. Martha was concerned with preparing the meal. Mary was concerned with being in Jesus' presence. She also found a place where she could find herself, or we can find ourselves. Sitting at Jesus' feet, Mary found fulfillment, contentment. She found who she truly was. She found the areas that she needed to work on, and she found the spots that she could grow in. We're not going to find that through service. We're going to find that when we spend time with Him. And that's something no one can ever take away. No one can ever teach us the things that Jesus can teach us. Now, we can learn from other people, but there are certain things that we can only learn at Jesus' feet. Now, also, there's something I think is really neat when you think about this there. And Mary's my favorite lady Bible character of all the different Bible characters. Every time you see her, she's at Jesus' feet. She's at Jesus' feet here. She's at Jesus' feet when Lazarus passes away. And when's the last time she's at Jesus' feet? Anybody remember? No, she wasn't there. She was there when she broke the ointment. John chapter 12. See, I don't think Mary was at the cross. She may have been. To me, to my knowledge, it doesn't show that. There's Mary Magdalene there. There's other Marys. But she knew Jesus was going to die. She came the days ahead of time and anointed His body for death. Nobody else said that. Someone who loved Jesus so much, but she's not in the group that's going to the tomb. Maybe she learned something at Jesus' feet that everybody else missed. Maybe she understood what was going to happen to Jesus. Because when Jesus told the disciples He was going to die and rise again, they went right over their heads. But there was one who came to Jesus before He died. And Jesus even said, "She has anointed my body for my death, for my burial." Nobody else got that. Why did Mary get it? Not anybody else. It's because she was sitting at His feet. Was anybody else there? We don't know. But and once again, you can say that speculation if you want. But it says that Mary took a pound of ointment and a spikenard very crossly and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped His feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. That's now in John chapter 12. And it talks about Bethany. This is Mary. It says in John chapter 12, verse number 2, there made Him a supper, and Martha served, and Lazarus was with one of them that sat at the table with them. You know, you can go to John chapter 12, it shows the story. She's there, she's anointing Him for His burial. They said, no, that should have been sold. That should have been given to the poor. That's what Jesus says. Leave her alone. She knows what she's doing. The rest of you have missed it because you didn't spend time at my feet. He doesn't specifically say that, but that thought that's given there. Disciples didn't get it. Once again, it had to be revealed unto the disciples. It seemed like after Christ came back from the dead, then their understanding was enlightened. They got the enlightening. But I think Mary understood it. And I think the reason why Mary understood it is because of where she's sitting at. She wants to learn of Jesus. Same thing. Sometimes when I hear preachers preach, I'm like, where in the world did you get that out of? They spent some time with Jesus. You could tell it. You could see it. They weren't worried what the rest of the world had to say. They weren't concerned about all the other busyness of the world. I think Mary probably had already done her part. She came and sat down. I think Martha wanted to go above board. Nothing wrong with trying to be nice. Trying to do even more. But if it means that we have to sacrifice our time of sitting with Jesus, we need to learn to scale back and say, that's more important. Let's not not miss the important things of life. And once again, we should be busy serving. We should be busy doing. We should be busy doing everything God wants us to do. But Jesus even told us here, there is something that is needful. One thing that's better and one thing that can't be taken away. And that is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You are as close to God tonight as you want to be. Because he says, as you draw nigh to him, he'll draw nigh to you. It's a relationship that can grow closer and closer and closer. Sometimes, because of just having lots of people you want to build a relationship with, you can't always get as close to somebody as you'd like to. Time constraints, maybe location restraints, maybe responsibility restraints. You can't always get to be as close to that individual as you'd like to be. But with God, you get as close as you want to him. Spend some time at his feet. Don't miss out on the important things. So how do you make this look practical? Look at your life. Are we spending time in the Word of God? Are we spending time in prayer? Are we being still and letting God speak to our hearts? That's all Mary was doing. She was listening to Jesus. And because of that, the Lord didn't rebuke her. The Lord taught Martha a lesson about Mary. Martha's serving in John chapter 12. I bet you she was listening more than two. But at the same time, Mary has gotten to that next level. She's ready to worship Jesus. Let's go ahead and stand to her feet.